This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Conversation about opening plane doors mid-flight after the crazy story that broke the other day. Plus, do you travel across the border to get cheaper health care because you can't afford it in the U.S., whether it's cosmetic or general health care, including dental visits, or just to get certain prescriptions filled because you know it won't cost you an arm and a leg. Unfortunately, for the people who crossed into Mexico, two of the four did not come back, and it's really brought this to light, all of the medical tourism that goes on between the U.S. and Mexico, Americans crossing over the border to be able to afford health care. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us on the show. And in the middle of that, there's lots of conversation about legalizing marijuana, and it's legal in many, many states, but there still are some that are saying no way. One of them is Oklahoma. I know we have a lot of listeners in Oklahoma. They rejected a measure to legalize the recreational use of marijuana on Tuesday. And, boy, the marijuana legalization movement was spending a lot of money in markets all over Oklahoma, but it was approved 5 years ago for medical purposes, but not for recreational use. If it had passed, it would have been the 22nd state to allow the use of marijuana. In November, voters in five states considered similar measures. Arkansas, North Dakota, South Dakota voted no. More conservative states are saying, we don't want that here. Maryland and Missouri, on the other hand, said, yes, bring it on. So it was question 820, and it would have allowed adults over the age of 21 to buy marijuana from licensed sellers and would have established a tax on the proceeds. So it would have also permitted some marijuana-related convictions to be expunged. But again, that has not happened. Now, what's the other side of this conversation? Like some people are saying, well, you would generate hundreds of millions of dollars in tax revenue that would help all kinds of programs that you have in the state that you can't fund, right? And there's been kind of a backlash against marijuana and the marijuana business. And so you've got some of their lawmakers saying, listen, we're seeing that marijuana use is skyrocketing and it's actually hurting our communities and families. While others think it's so great, we're seeing that it's not good. So this is interesting territory, I think, that we're in the United States as to what flows and goes and what markets just do not want to see it, don't think it's worth it, all of that. And Oklahoma is absolutely one of them. You know, while others are saying yes, some are deciding, or medical use is the other thing. Medical use is one thing. So like in Texas, I don't think they'll legalize recreational marijuana either. They don't have it, but they have medical use. And then you have other states where you got both, right, where it's medical and recreational use. So something to keep an eye on, because there's a big push for more of the recreational to happen, and then there's a push back on it in some places. All right, speaking of things medical, two of the Americans kidnapped in Mexico were found dead. So they were kidnapped in northern Mexico last week, and now here it is Tuesday. And this is a case that has really kind of blown open what some people didn't realize was happening. Well, realizing what's happening on the border, yes, but realizing how many people were crossing for for medical reasons. Metamoris is where the border city was. They crossed from Brownsville, Texas, to that city, where one was going to undergo a cosmetic procedure. They were in a white minivan. They came from South Carolina. It was four friends. And they, as soon as they got to, you know, that border area, they were immediately under gunfire. Then there were armed men in black with protective vests and rifles that forced or dragged them into a pickup truck. And it was videoed by somebody that was there, a bystander that was there, and has been all, you can go and look it up. It's on whatever search engine you're on and see it. And in the days after, the victims were moved to three different locations by cartel members. So Mexican security forces eventually located them in a house on the outskirts of a city where further out from where they were going. Two were dead. Another was injured. The two survivors were returned to the border. And there was a man and a woman that were getting medical treatment, getting some treatment in the ambulance, where they were being taken back to the border. So there's a warning again that you don't want to cross over in that area. So you look at the State Department website and it's got all kinds of warnings. And I mean, look, Mexico's organized crime groups, which there are a lot, don't ordinarily target U.S. citizens because they don't want the problems with the U.S. government. And how does this affect future U.S. security strategy? And now Mexico is going to have pressure to say that they're cracking down on the groups involved. The Mexican president obviously said his government will be thorough in its investigation of the kidnapping and killings. And he says they're frustrated at the level of attention the events have attracted, you know, that they don't want that kind of attention. And it's unclear as to why the unarmed Americans were taken the way they were. The theory is that they were mistaken for Haitians who were human traffickers. So, because a lot of times there's kidnappings for ransom there. And the amazing thing is that two of them are coming back. The sad thing is two of them are, you know, lost. And they were friends and they were going to support the one friend, the Tay McGee, her name is, who was getting a tummy tuck. And this is common. It's common for procedures like that. It's common for medication. Lots and lots of Americans cross, right? That is not a great area to cross. And I'm sure it was an accidental, mistaken identity thing. But look, the cartels are powerful, large, and dangerous. And they saw that opportunity. There was confusion. That's what I think. Simply, that's exactly, you know, what it was. The Attorney General, our Attorney General, released a statement saying we're going to do everything in our power to identify, find, and hold accountable the individuals responsible for this attack on American citizens. So already one is in custody, but like I said, there is a trail of blood on the ground from the scene. There's video and photographs that show armed men forcing the woman, especially into the back of the white pickup truck and dragging the three other people. My, oh, my, oh, my. All right, we're talking about UBIs. What are they? Find out next.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Thanks for hanging with us. Like I said at the top of this, man, oh, man, oh, man, one of my favorite things to talk about is UBIs. What are UBIs? Ubiquitous bits of information. Some would say useless bits of information. You know that stuff that rattles around in your head that you say, oh, you know, I heard this, and then I heard this, and I heard this. Kind of interesting facts. That's what some people would call them. You know, did you know? But I like the UBI. UBI. And maybe you'll pick up something you didn't know and you'll fascinate someone around you with something that you learn from myself and Jeremy Paulson, our technical maestro for this show, as he joins us. Hey, Jeremy.
Hello.
I don't know if you know this. There actually aren't 57 varieties of Heinz ketchup, and there never were.
Yep, I know.
You do know that?
Yeah, and you tap it on the 57 instead of the bottom of the bottle.
That's right. Not on the bottom to get the ketchup to flow. Because that's always the thing people always do. You see them doing it all over the place when you go out and eat and stuff. And it is pretty funny. But it is interesting, the name, though, right? Because you think, I don't know how many people wonder that. What does that mean, 57 varieties? You know, what does that mean? What does that mean? I have an interesting one for you. I have another one that's interesting. And I know this from the Guinness World Records book, and because my nephew has dragged me around to the Ripley's Believe It or Nots, and there's always replicas of this guy. The tallest man ever recorded was an American giant. His name was Robert Wadlow. He was 8 feet 11 inches. That's tall.
Yep.
And when you go into the Ripley's, believe it or not, I don't know if they all have the replica of him. I mean, he's just, it's just a wax replica, but he's huge. He's in a suit, and he is huge. People always take pictures with it, with the replica of Robert, and I guess he had a pituitary gland problem, abnormally enlarged, and that's the reason for the height. Boy, it would have been interesting to try to get close at that height. They would have to all be specially made.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Nutty. I know you have.
A lot of giants have that pituitary gland issue. So.
Yeah, because there's others, but he's like I said, he's the tallest. Yep. And you know, you think of that in centimeters. I was thinking about that and what that would be like, the challenges that would mean if you were that tall. So I know you have some UBIs. Throw some at us.
Google was called Backrub before it was Google.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, it was called Backrub.
That's a good one. Weird. Yeah, it is weird.
The movie Psycho was the first time a toilet was ever flushed on film.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's
a good one. That is a good one. I like it.
Yeah, three more. Do you have one?
I do, too. I'll throw one out at you, too. And because I used to live in New Mexico, this, like, fascinated me. The Four Corners, they call it the Four Corners in New Mexico. Yeah. It's the only spot in the United States where you can stand in four states at once. I always love that. I love that about Vegas, where you could be on the bridge by the Hoover Dam, and there was the demarcation between Arizona and Nevada. But Four Corners in that spot... Utah, Colorado, Arizona, and New Mexico.
Yep, I knew that.
Yeah, it's cool.
Did you know the average blue whale heart is 5 feet and 400 pounds?
No.
That's a huge heart.
That is a huge heart.
That's bigger than me. 400 pounds.
Wow. That is crazy. Here's a good one for you. Flamingos, because I'm in the land of flamingos. Everywhere you go, I didn't say everywhere you go, but a lot of places you'll see flamingos. They're not behind walls. They just are out, because I'm in the great state of Florida now. So flamingos are only pink because of chemicals that are in the algae and fish that they eat. So their feathers are actually kind of gray-white when they're born, but they turn color because of the food that they eat. It's not that they're born and they're pink. That's kind of wild, because if you don't know anything about them, you just think, oh, well, you know, birds are different colors, and that just happens to be their color scheme, but it's not.
It's funny. A lot of these facts that you have found, I found, and I skipped over them.
We might
have
the same source.
That one was similar to the polar bear one. You know, did you know the skin of a polar bear is black, and the fur is not white? It's actually translucent and reflects the white snow in the sun, which is why it looks white.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I skipped that one.
Yeah, you skipped it. Here's a good one for you. My husband loves German chocolate cake, and he always talks about it. Oh, it would give German chocolate cake, which I don't like it because it has it's got coconut in it. I'm not a huge coconut person.
German cake. It's not from Germany, though.
Yeah, it's not from Germany. It was named for a person, Sam German. He created this baking chocolate in 1852, which I think is... Wouldn't you just assume when someone says German chocolate cake, you're thinking German? You wouldn't think it's some guy's last name.
Yeah. I saw that one, too. I skipped it.
Yeah, that's funny. I think that's a good one, because food is a thing. Like, yeah, where does it come from?
Here's the food one that I was talking about, because we talked about this, Hawaiian pizza. Do you like Hawaiian pizza? Pineapple on your pizza?
No, I hate it, but
yeah,
a lot of people like it.
Hawaiian pizza. Yeah, it was actually made by a Greek immigrant in Ontario, Canada in 1962.
Wow. Yeah, pizza's so personal, what you put on pizza. And because I'm trying to cut some cows, I don't like a lot of stuff on it. I just like cheese and maybe some onions.
I love pineapple on pizza.
I don't like fruit mixed with other food. But some people do. A lot of people like that. That's common. I don't like it, and a lot of people do.
You said you don't like coconut there. My favorite pizza up here is called the Thai pizza, and it has pineapple and coconut on it with spicy Thai sauce.
Wow. Well, if we went to lunch, we would not be splitting a pizza. We'd be getting individual pizzas. Wow.
My last one, though, that I have is, what does Miss Piggy and Yoda have in common?
What do they have in common?
It's the same voice actor. Frank Oz did Miss Piggy and Yoda.
Ooh. I think that's good. I like it. I like that one. I have one for you because I'm, again, in the world of Disney World. I'm near Disney World. I say near. It's in the state I'm in. And I've been to Disney World and Disneyland. Have you been to Disney World and Disneyland or either one?
I have not.
Either one? Neither one?
Nope.
Oh, maybe good for you because some people think it's annoying, especially now. It's such a destination. This is crazy how crowded it can be. Visitors aren't allowed to scatter ashes of their loved ones there because it's a problem because people love Disney. I mean, adults love Disney, with whether they have kids or not. And I guess they have memories of the haunted mansion, and that's where there's a lot of ashes would get dumped there around the haunted mansion. I can't say it's crazy because what if that's somebody's wish? What if that's what they say they want done? So that's the reason why that happens.
That's the favorite time of their life. That's where
right. That they like going there. I know some adults that feel that way, which I don't get it. I have to say. I mean, of course, I've been to both places, so I understand that, but. And the Haunted Mansion, I actually have memories from that. My grandmother and aunt taking me there when I was a kid. And, you know, I lost my grandmother when I was young. It's like a vivid memory of her doing that for me, taking me there. But, wow, the whole ashes thing, that's interesting. A lot of times you hear that people want ashes scattered at a favorite mountain place, somewhere in the water because they went to a certain beach or something like that. But
my favorite time was flying with my grandfather, so I would want my ashes, thrown out of a plane at, super high up.
Thrown out of a plane. I love it. Can you throw my ashes out of the plane? Actually, that would be... I don't know. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Right?
Everywhere.
Yeah, you'd be everywhere. I remember the flight. Yeah. I like it. Yeah. All right. Something to think about for sure. Very nice. UBIs, people. If you have any, send them to us. Because we're going to run out eventually, even though we're doing this once a week. Send them to Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Thanks, Jeremy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA News Update. Nikki Haley's decided to end her campaign for the GOP presidential nomination. The former South Carolina governor conveyed the news to her supporters in South Carolina, expressing her well wishes for Donald Trump without officially endorsing him. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said his endorsement of the former president should be expected. McConnell made the announcement endorsing Trump shortly after Nikki Haley suspended her campaign. McConnell emphasized that Trump has garnered the necessary backing from Republican voters. On April 25th, the Supreme Court is scheduled to listen to oral arguments in the case concerning former President Trump's immunity. Trump is appealing a decision from a lower court that rejected his assertion of immunity from criminal prosecution in his federal election interference case. The case brought by Special Counsel Jack Smith against Trump is presently on hold as the High Court deliberates whether a former president can be charged for actions while in office. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wilbur Shapiro on the show here on America Tonight and in our author's corner because he writes and he writes and he writes and he's so sharp. This book is a really different turn from some of the others that he's written. It's called CF, and this is a man who we've introduced you to, as I've said before, we've had conversations. He retired from an engineering career that spanned over 50 years, and he also spent time at a place that I loved, and I just realized this about him. He worked at the Franklin Institute in Philadelphia. That was the first museum I ever went to, and I can remember walking through the heart. So he definitely has a penchant for writing and so many other things as well. He's produced 58 publications in technical literature. Wow. And, of course, on and on when it comes to books. Wilbur, thanks for coming on.
Okay, I'm happy to.
So tell us about CF and what the novel's about.
Okay. I had a grandniece who had cystic fibrosis. That's what CF stands for. And as she was a little girl, we got along very well. And her parents were noted microbiologists, and they always were at a university where they did research work and taught courses. When I knew Barbara, she was at the Cornell University. And then the parents, mindful of the needs of her daughter, would move to different universities, being closer to hospitals and medical facilities. So they went to Iowa, and then they ended up in the University of Washington in Seattle. Now, we separated. I went my way, and they went their way. So, and I didn't see Barbara for some 30 years. And then all of a sudden, on Facebook, who shows up but Barbara? Oh, it was, I would say it was almost a miracle. So we got together again, and we were communicating via the Internet, and everything was going along fine. Then I heard she fell off her bicycle, and she was having, she hurt some of her bones, and she was recuperating, but she was getting headaches. And then one day she had a tremendous headache, and that did her in. And it was like God giveth and taketh away. And it hurt very much.
Mm.
So I decided to write a book about CF, and I dedicated it to Barbara. And the book is about a girl called Nancy who had CF. And her mother, Marie, took care of her and watched her very carefully. And her father was very aloof, and he could hardly believe that he had a child that was sick. So, actually, her father never did anything with her, and eventually the parents divorced. Anyway, Nancy tried to go to school, but she had a coughing spell that almost did her in. So she had to be tutored. And she was tutored by one of the retired teachers. And they got along very well. But the teacher, Mrs. Austin, recognized that Nancy had the very good talent for writing. And Nancy did some writing for the CF publications, and then she was noted. She did so well that the newspapers asked her to write some articles, and lo and behold, she became syndicated with many newspapers. And her mission was to tell the world what it was like to have cystic fibrosis. And she did this, and after a while she wrote a book about it, which was very popular. And then all of a sudden, she got a lot of articles being sent by other people with cystic fibrosis. So she had a whole bunch of articles, and some of them were very good. So she formed a magazine, and it was called the CF Magazine. And the writers of the CF Magazine were all people who had CF. And then, well, she had the syndicated newspapers. She had a book. She had a magazine. The one thing that was missing was a movie. So she wrote a screenplay, which was accepted, and a movie was produced, and it was nominated for Best Picture. It didn't win, but it did entice many people to go to the movies, and all her work was so good that there were many contributions made to the cystic fibrosis organizations. And as time went on, I forgot to tell you that along the way, she had a lung implant, which was a very difficult operation. So she did a lot of things, and a lot of good things. And then, as mostly of people do, she did pass away, and she was quite young when she did it. So I ended the book with a poem, which I will read to you now. We mostly are born free of strife, but some are born with an overhead knife. Can they overcome the vicissitudes of living? Many can, and make contributions that are fulfilling. I speak of the CF people who must fight to survive. Their organs need medications that researchers derive. Lungs are subjected to harmful abuse. There's no way to retreat and call a truce. Mucus is hard and sticky and passes it blocks. Vibrate the body to loosen the mucus before it locks. But wait, a solution prevents the mucus catastrophe? Tricaf, the medications, loosens the mucus and makes it lubrication free. Sooner or later, a lung transplant comes into view. A rigorous operation, very hard to construe. Perhaps it adds years to life, but you must fight your own system immune. No matter what, you're captured in the CF cocoon. Nancy demonstrated to the world what CF life was like. She did well and deserves a credit spike. However, she is gone after shortened years, and one cannot help the saddened tears. Now, the one good thing about CF research is the development of the triple drug called Trikafta. And what Trikafta does, it goes after the mucus that is very damaging, and it reduces it to the lubrication aspect of it, which is normal. So that's my story.
Wow, what a story. I mean, you took us all the way through it, and CF is very tough, and there are so many people in this world that have it, and your book shines a light on it, and your niece would be proud. CF is the name of the book. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Wilbur Shapiro, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Kate, for the opportunity.
feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
To this author is such a talented woman, and we welcome her to America tonight. Boy, in our off-air conversation, I was thinking about this. You know, she got a law degree, interior designer, moved on to technology, really, really has pushed the envelope and more. And her book is called Embolden Woman. Think about that, Embolden Woman, Unapologetically Me. Of course, you get the book on Amazon, Apple, Google, Ingram, Spark, all those great places. And she's got a website, too. I'll throw it out at the beginning, emboldenwomen.com. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me here, Kate. It's so good to be here.
So you are an emboldened woman, and like the title of your book, Emboldened Woman, you're trying to do that. Let's talk about your path and why you wrote the book. What motivated you to write the book?
So the main reason I wrote this book is since I was a little girl, I've always had this passion for gender equality. And the way I was raised by my father was there was no difference between a boy, girl, or man, woman, and that's what I saw around me. But then when I started growing up, I started to realize a lot of the world doesn't really see it that way. And that's why I've always had this itch to do something for the women, for the girls, and I'm very passionate about gender equality, girls' education, and women being at every seat at every table. So that's what kind of inspired me to want to write the book. I had all this stuff in my mind, and I thought, what is the best way to communicate this to the rest of the world globally? So that's what started my journey to write the book. And my book is about influencing and inspiring women and girls to learn to break the barriers of the so-called society norms and teach them how to live their life on their own terms without any inhibition, right, with full courage and confidence, not being controlled by others' mindsets, but having the power to deal with their own consequences instead of someone else driving them.
I love that. So dealing your own destiny. And tell us more. That's great. You told us a little bit about the book there by saying that. How do you break those barriers, those norms? And, of course, they can get the book and they'll be able to go really deep on this. But give us a little bit of some of the tools that you say that can help with confidence, et cetera.
Yeah. So my book, I have broken them into different chapters. Like, it starts with the first chapter where you start to analyze yourself, focus on your own mind of understanding your own subconscious biases, dealing with emotional intelligence, how you see people in front of you, understanding the subtle messages that people pass around for women. A lot of the time, women are not even fully aware of when they're getting discriminated or when they're not being given that equal opportunity, right? So my first chapter is all about opening the mind. And then from there, I get into the thought process of, it's always easy to fight one or two people, right? Fighting a mind is easier than fighting the mindset. Then I get into explaining, how do you really deal with the mindsets? And I use a lot of real world examples of myself, my siblings, some friends or people in the community have worked with, and how they have kind of broken the barrier. So you get some tools in that. And each chapter has like a problem statement of what we need to look for. And then I explain the action and how we can be the fighters instead of the victims. And then how you can master those techniques. That's my pattern in each chapter. And I focus on work-life balance, on self-efficacy, confidence, courage, empowering and uplifting women. So that's how the chapters weave in. There's a chapter that focuses on how to maximize your opportunity with every failure, right? Failing is not bad, but how you learn from the failure and move on in life, I hope focus on that, which is not just for women, even for men, but heavily focused on why society is failing women, how society can get better at that with that agile mindset, have that concept in there. And then I also talk about the talents, the strengths, the power of education for women, why it is so important, and all different ways how different people in different parts of the world fight for that basic right to get educated. And sometimes we who are in this comfort zone take it for granted, but there is a lot we can do as women to support one another, help empower and enable each other. And that's where each chapter focuses, not just on you, but how can you be a better support system for others? And you don't have to be a celebrity. You don't have to be a well-known public figure to help another woman. There's always people around us who are examples of that, and we can be that as well.
Oh, I love that. So well said. So you have this great father who, it doesn't matter, man, woman, boy, girl, I mean, yay, what a great atmosphere to grow up in, and one where he really allowed you to be you. So you take that and then you go out into the world, and you said it at the beginning. What was it like for you in the beginning? Tell us your personal journey.
So I come from India, and I moved to United States when I was 21. So growing up in India, like I was like growing up in 80s, 90s India as a little child, I was always of the opinion that men and women are equal just because that's how my family was. Like, my dad never discriminated, my mom never did. But then I started to realize as I started to become a teenager and a woman, wow, the world's not as easy as it used to be when I was a little girl, just because I didn't see a lot of things coming. And then when I moved to United States is when I realized no matter which part of the world you are in, the problems facing women are universal. There is different subtleties in how you're discriminated or given the back seat. And that has been my goal, is don't shy away from having the conversation when you see that somebody is pushing you around or not letting you be who you are. And to me, my journey started when I was 8. I remember reading in a newspaper one time, women being burnt on for dowry. That's when I told my dad, it just bothers me. What do I do about it? And my father's words were, you can change the world only if you have ability and knowledge to do so. And that stayed with me all my life. I think that was when my journey of this whole empowerment started. Is first of all, I need to have that empowerment for myself. And I need to live the life unapologetically if I want to influence and enhance other women. And since as a little girl growing up, I think that's been part of my subconscious mind, is always to be unapologetic for who I am, live the life authentically. That authenticity is very important for us women. And I feel like my whole journey has been that, be it growing up in India, going to school, participating in different competitions. Debate was my major focal point as I was growing up because I felt like I'm always having my voice. That belief in your voice is how I've grown up all my life. And then when I moved here to United States, I realized, wow, it's not the same. And then me, I'm a woman of color wearing a hijab. I started my work in a very male-dominant industry. And I started to realize things that I didn't think were easy all the time for women to deal with. But for me, it's all about having the conversation. Instead of feeling victimized or instead of taking a backseat, open up yourself to have and challenge the people and have the conversation. So all my career of 25 years, I have always seeked out opportunities for myself. I have not shied away to have a conversation when I feel like something is not right. And I always tell women, go with your gut instinct. If something is wrong in your gut, you know something is wrong. Don't believe that you have to pretend and just go along with things. So that's how my life journey has been, be it in personal life or professional life. Being unapologetically who I am, not that I don't want to apologize if I make a mistake, but the point is accept me for who I am. I don't need to change for me, for my authentic self, to please and appease to the world. And that's how I lead my life, and that's how I'm growing my daughter. And I like to always influence women to think, to always respect their own authenticity.
Wow. So as we sum this up and talk about your book, and I mentioned at the beginning that Embolden Women Unapologetically Me, that you can get it, you can go to the website emboldenwomen.com, you can go to Amazon, you can go to Barnes & Noble, all of that. And you're saying it, you're weaving this, Rakshan, in the conversation, but what do you hope that people take away from reading your book, women take away from reading your book?
Number one thing is not to shy away from a conversation. Amplifying the voice of women in all aspects of life, and have a strong will to make decisions for themselves. And then I'm also wanting to convince the women that education and self-sufficiency is very important. When you take away the dependency on others, you take away the control from them and you have full independence to live your life, for which the two important things are education and self-reliance or self-sufficiency. And that's what my whole book is about, is having the power in your own hand, the destiny in your own hand. And I think that's what I want women and girls who read my book to get from this, is that whole value of your own empowerment. It's in your own hands. But to do that, you need to really focus on your education, your self-reliance. But also there are a lot of tools I talk in the book about how you build your diversity, your inclusion, your subconscious mind assessment, as well as how you really understand people in front of you, leveraging some emotional intelligence tactics so that you know who you're dealing with and how you deal with them. So it's all about reaching those voices in your mind and making sure that you're really having a good influence on yourself but also on others around you, and be able to enhance and uplift one another.
Perfect place to end this. Rakshan Syed, thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this show. Make it count, everybody.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter @Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.